what is the nature of this connection? When you talk about connecting things, you imply that you have understanding of one thing that needs to be connected to another. But our main problem is that we have no idea who we are, and then again, we have no idea what we want to connect with. Makes life interesting, doesn't it? But in the midst of that ignorance, we are busy trying to connect. And there is the source of our problems. We've got this urge to connect, but we don't know who we are and what we're really supposed to connect with, but we just got to connect. We got to make a connection. We have a need to do something with our mind and senses. We've got to grapple onto something, you know? We've got to interact with something. So therefore, we should try to understand what is the best connection. Because, without a doubt, everybody is making a connection to something. That's easy to understand, that everyone's making a connection with something. Any discussion on that point? Sure. You look a little doubtful, Danielle. Just think of your circle that you operate in. People are trying to make connections. You work at a health food store. They're coming there. They want to make a connection. They want to connect with something they think can help them. Or if they go to other places to have a good time, they want to make a connection. So that's the story of our existence in this world. We're trying to connect with this and that. Hoping for what? Huh? Nah, people don't really hope for answers. They want a good feeling. Good feeling first, then maybe answers. And if you get a real good feeling, you don't even care if you have the answers or not. Isn't that the way it is? Mm-hmm. All right, someone doubts that. Danuta's not here. She'd say something if she was here. Okay. You gonna let me get away with all that? Okay. So, everyone's trying to make a connection. But we have to find out what's the best thing to connect to. What do we want? That's a good question. Because in Sanskrit, the word yoga means to link. To link with what? You have the same kind of concept in English. The word religion comes from the Greek religio, to bind. Well, to bind what? Bind means you have two things you're putting together. What? God, I don't know anything about that. So, I think first it's a good idea that we discuss what we are trying to achieve in this temporary existence. What are we going for? What's our goal? Then we can more easily bring into understanding this whole yoga thing. First of all, let's remember, everyone's trying to make a connection. Everyone's trying to link with something. Everyone's binding with something. So in that sense, everybody's practicing yoga. Everyone has religion. But obviously not in accordance with the standard given by the Vedic texts. But still, everyone's connecting, linking, binding. So what are we trying to achieve? It's always good as a group to discuss those things. Brings things into focus. Any first volunteer? Danielle, oh, thank you. Yeah. That's your goal in life. That's your main pursuit. And what's that? Can you say, I just heard a couple of words. Can you say it louder? Good sense gratification. Is that what you said?
I said it's mine when I get sense gratification.
Oh. Can you? That's like kind of Krishna lingo. That word, those phrase, sense gratification. Can you explain it more for those who are new to that term? Trying to please your own body and mind. Yeah. Doing things that give pleasure to your own body and mind. So you say, besides looking for answers, you also... That kind of thing. Yes. Okay. Well, that's a clear picture. Anyone else? No comment? Yes? What would you say, Luciano? The goal, what you're trying to connect with.
I think the ultimate encounter, the goal is to be sure the goal that I'm trying to achieve is to become closer to God.
To become what?
To become closer to God. But do I know what God is at the moment? Really? No. But that connection is for me is trying to study, get my body in shape. Hopefully that will get my mind, and study will get my mind in shape, and some devotion to
whatever.
A higher being.
Well, probably I would agree with you that it's very difficult to get closer to this God if you don't have any knowledge of, just let's say I didn't know you before today. So suppose, you know, I looked on the list of guests who were coming and I saw Luciano. So then I just mentioned yesterday to Dayasar, oh, look at this name, Luciano. I'd like to get closer to him. Well, Dayasar would immediately say, oh, you know him? No, I have no idea who this person is, what this person looks like, what the qualities of this person are, but whoever this Luciano is, I just want to get closer to him. So Dayasar would immediately say that, without knowing the person, according to the Vedic standard, without knowledge, risky. Sure. Well, it's quite simple. If I want to know, if I have knowledge of Luciano, that means I should know what you look like, what your qualities are, where you live, what are your habits, right? Very simple. At least that much, right? If someone knows what you look like, what your personalities like, where you live, what you do, I mean, you would say they know you, right? Maybe not be as much, they don't know you as well as your mother does or something, but they know you. So, similarly, knowledge like that can also be gotten about the Supreme. Did that answer your question? Okay, once again then.
You just said that I think what I was that knowledge should be got. Knowledge should be got.
You can get knowledge. Oh, yeah.
Well,
how would I get to know you? If someone has written a book, Luciano Exposed. So if I read it, and it was endorsed by you, wouldn't you say I had some knowledge of you? But what should I do? Oh, it's a book. I don't read books. I don't get knowledge from books. No way. Yeah. Why should I have this thing about books? Books mean, what does a book mean? Recorded sound vibration. So, if the book has information about Luciano, and my goal is to know Luciano, why shouldn't I read the book? What's the big deal? Suppose you wrote a book about yourself. My autobiography, my life story. And someone said they want to know you, and you said, well, just read my autobiography. No, books. In other words, if I'm going to know you, I need some way of getting information, right? Now, whether I get that in the form of a book or a tape cassette, whatever, if the information is authorized, it's either coming from you directly or someone who you certify as having known you. Right? So, that's all we do when we speak from Bhagavad Gita and the other Vedic texts. That's all we do. Any other goals we want to put forth? Our yoga teacher. The essence of God that's within all of us. And where would we look for that? In the stomach? Pancreas? In the heart surgeon? Heart surgery, we'll find her there, right? I don't mean that kind of heart. Okay. Don't mind me, I'm just, for the purpose of discussion, just keep things light and merry, Anyone else? Oh, I missed you. No. Linda. Now, can you explain to us more what you mean by happiness? Whatever it is, you're trying to connect with it. More happiness. And self-fulfillment, we may not know what the self is, but in any case, we're trying to get fulfilled, right? Yeah, that's the way most people are these days, yes? We don't know what the self is, but we'd like the self to be fulfilled. We don't really know what happiness is, but we'd like to get it, whatever it is. Yeah. Anyone else? Of our guests? Mike? Anyone? What's the goal? What are you trying to connect with?
Well, Krishna is my shepherd, and there's nothing much to learn. If he is happy, I'm happy, I'm not happy. But I had the same question about that before. Well, we were speaking to you now about knowledge, and the book, and the written, and the explanation is there. And they're all the explanations of children's explanation, but the understanding is a spiritual thing,
Why is it what do you mean by a material explanation?
We're talking before, about the book and the knowledge. Whether or not it was said, that's the grace of the Lord reveals
what? Reveals knowledge. So what you're saying in Christian terms that the grace of the Lord reveals the Lord? What's wrong with grace giving knowledge? Sometimes we have this anti-knowledge thing about, you know, spiritual culture. If it's really spiritual, there's no knowledge involved. It's just kind of a good spiritual feeling deep down in your heart. Now, the actual proof that we have the grace of the Lord is that we have knowledge of this God, whatever we're talking of. Otherwise, things get really sentimental, and you have this expression here, they use it over in New Zealand, airy-fairy. Yes. Things get a bit airy-fairy, you know. If I know Luciano, I should be able to describe him. Otherwise, suppose I just say, that essence over there. That whatever, you know, whatever. Mary, John, Joe, Luciano, the whatever, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Words can't describe him. Don't even talk about him. Words can't describe him, so don't even talk about him. Then I'd ask his mom. Right? She's the authority on Luciano from the beginning. Right? Then if I asked his mom, wouldn't I be getting knowledge? Yes, obviously, we have to ask the right person if we want knowledge of things beyond our senses, right? For me, knowledge of what Luciano was like when he was 1 year old, it's beyond my senses, it's beyond my range of perception. But if I ask his mom, she'll tell me. Oh, he was a darling baby, he never cried. Can who ask who? Yes, but if that facility is not available, if you ask someone who's an authority on him and who he certifies, he might say, I'm just not ready to talk to you all right now. I'm busy trying to be self-fulfilled, so if you want to know me, ask my mom. Okay? No. We never talk about Krishna here. Where'd you get that idea from? Come on, be vague. That's really mystical. The more vague you are, the more spiritual you are. I don't know, you know, you Krishnas, you just lock in on that concept, you know, and just miss out on the whole, you know, vague world of spirituality. Anyway. It. I don't know, it. How do you like being called an it? And if you tell me, if I accept that, is there something wrong? True. From the Vedic standard, the best way to get knowledge of the Supreme is to hear from the Supreme. Just like the best way to get knowledge from Luciano is to hear from Luciano. Or someone who Luciano has certified. This person knows me. The Vedic texts, they're also called in Sanskrit, Mata, mother, Veda Mata. Because the mother gives information about the father. If you want to know for sure who Luciano's father is, you have to ask his mother. She's the authority. So the Vedic texts, they're like that. They give information on Krishna. But, you see, sometimes people, they think that this talk about Krishna, because it's so specific, there's got to be something beyond that. That when you rise up on the mountain of the absolute truth, there's so many different paths, they all lead to the top of the mountain, and once you get to the top of the mountain, you realize it's just all the same, it's just all the whatever. You've all heard that before? Yes. Sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. Once you get to the top of the mountain, you just realize. that's a good one. Right, you're on top of the mountain. No, there's more than that. Once you get to the top of the mountain of spiritual truth, you realize that there's just, you know, it's just whatever you want to call it. It's like saying, once I get to know Luciano, I just understand he's just the whatever. Doesn't matter what you call him or how you treat him. He's just it. He's just that, you know? Wouldn't make you feel very good, huh? Now that we're getting to know him, we just treat him whatever way we like. Because he's just the whatever. He's the it. He's just the... You can't even talk about it, you know? Just do with him what you like. He's like putty, you know? Just make of him what you like. He's beyond category. You wouldn't like that very much, would you?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Because I guess the then leads to interpretation of misconception.
Why can't we misperceive you and misinterpret you? Who do you think you are anyway, a person? Just be quiet while we do with you what we like. Because you're just the essence, the vague, the undefined. So when we do that to you, what does it actually mean? It means we're taking the dominant role and we're just voiding you out. Well, I'm not getting into that right now. We're just speaking, you know, generally. Yeah. Later today we can get into that. So similarly, what we do many times is when we hear, for example, Krishna. Oh, it's very nice, but it's so specific and there's so much knowledge about Krishna that obviously there has to be something beyond that, which is undefined and vague. And that's the real spiritual stuff. You know what I mean, right, Danuta? Yeah. Okay. So, any other goal seekers we've missed? She's passed. Yes, everyone has that right. Duncan, your wife would like to hear what your goal is. She doesn't know after all these years of being together. How many years have you been together for? Since you met in Vietnam, 20 years? Yes, okay, so she still doesn't know what your goal is, so she'd like to hear it. Wait a minute, who are you talking about, Luciano or your husband? You got me confused there. Huh? Which one are you talking about now? Oh, your husband. Oh, okay.
My goal with this would be to find, to get the knowledge of knowledge.
Sounds good, but can you explain that one, please?
Well, in my present age, which is
35.
Increasing. we reverse that from attitude or what. My goal would be to seek knowledge of Bhakti Yoga with the older name, obviously, to seek fullness of Krishna consciousness.
Okay, fair enough. That's allowed. Yeah. We can put up with that. Anyone else? Did we miss you?
Things people around me, I would like to accept it.
And what do you think you can change? Well, once again, it'd probably be good for us to understand who we are and who our children are. Then we can talk about what we can change and what we can't. If you're talking about changing bodies, well, that's always going on. Our bodies are always changing. If you talk about reviving your spiritual identity, well, in a sense, that's a change. We're going from ignorance to awareness. And as we were talking this morning about being holistic, if we're going to revive our memory of the complete whole, that's a change, once again, going from ignorance to full awareness. For example, no one here will say that you are the Supreme, right? Will anyone here say that? Will you say that? That you are the Supreme? Will you say that? Anyone else? Luciana? Linda? Danielle, would you say you're the Supreme? Danuta? Duncan? Not yet. Not yet. Tell her when you're joking, please. Oh, okay. Would you say you're the Supreme? Why not? Because it's obvious that we don't get whatever we want. It's obvious we're limited. It's obvious that so many things are controlling us and pushing us around. So if we're not the Supreme, that means we must be a part. Does anyone have any objection to being called a part? Okay. Then what is the nature of the whole that we are part of? Just like if I say you're an Australian, conventionally speaking, that implies that you're a member of the nation known as Australia. But if I say you are a spiritual being, a spirit soul, what does that imply, Luciana? And what is the nature of that bigger thing? We don't know. We'll try a sentence.
Stillness?
That's the whole that we're part of? Stillness? I'm just asking.
It's not, I guess, I can relate the story.
Sure.
On my way up here,
oh, you mean to dive into the lake? I'm just asking, don't mind me.
I don't know about physically, I don't know about diving into the lake, but reflecting something that's in the lake or something.
Which is?
Stillness, and within that there's purity, I would say.
Stillness, which means what, inactivity? An undefinable essence. An undefinable purity. Oh, why we're really getting lost here.
No, well, not really. I'm finding that, that what I'm seeing sometimes is that I see that purity within such a lake. I'm starting to recognize that if I recognize the purity within a lake, then I'm just saying that's not that purity.
Can you please just briefly tell us, just so I don't want to misunderstand, you know, what do you mean by purity? Is that a fair question? Does everyone agree that's a fair question? Mike, you agree? A fair question? Okay. Linda, fair question? Okay, she says yes. All right. Now, how does... You're trying to describe blemishes and purity. Stillness. And ultimately, we were trying to describe the complete whole that we are a part of. So you're trying to get to the peace that doesn't stop. Is that it? But it might, I don't know. I'm just suggesting. It might be a bit difficult to get to that peace that doesn't end when we don't know any, we don't know much about the whole that we're part of. Just like suppose I come, I was speaking about this morning. I come to Perth and I want peace. But I don't find out anything about the laws of Perth or what I'm supposed to do. So immediately, I rent a car and search for peace. How do I search for peace with my rented car? On the right-hand side of the road, just like in New York. Looking for peace. For wholeness, fulfillment. I'm following my own path. All paths lead to the same destination, whether it's the right-hand side of the road or the left-hand side of the road. Obviously, if I want peace, I have to have some knowledge of the greater situation, how I fit in. Because otherwise, even though I might think I'm being peaceful, I might be causing a disturbance. I'm sure you've known cases of people who thought they were being very peaceful and actually they were disturbing everybody. So we need knowledge, awareness. That is the need of the day. When you have relationships with others, because you know them, you get to know them better and better, therefore the relationship is supposed to last. So if we're going to make our connection between the part and the whole, between the living entity and the supreme, we need some knowledge. Otherwise, we can really delude ourselves into so many things. So we shouldn't shy away from specific knowledge. Just like, once again, if I'm going to know you, I should know how you look like, what your activities are, what your likes and dislikes are. Suppose I said, you know, Luciano, he's just the whatever. So we just treat him however we want, and it's all, you know, it's the all good. We can throw darts at him. We can throw flowers at him. It's just all the, you know. How would you feel about that? No, you'll say, I am a person and I have likes and dislikes. I don't like darts thrown at me. I don't mind the flowers, but I don't like the darts. Right? Okay. So keep that in mind when you're trying to understand the Supreme. That means finding out knowledge of likes and dislikes. One final thing for you to meditate on. You're a tiny part of the Supreme. Everyone here admits that. Almost everyone. So, you have likes and dislikes. Now, if you're the part and have that, doesn't that mean the whole also has that too? The whole, the complete whole, has to have everything you have and infinitely more. You're a conscious entity, therefore the Supreme Whole is also a conscious entity. You're personal, therefore the Supreme Whole is also personal. Now, it's a fact. A person can act impersonally. But how can impersonal act personal? In order to be impersonal, you have to be a person first. Right? So just as you are a tiny part and you can act impersonally, you can give somebody the cold shoulder when you want to. You have that expression here? Give somebody the cold shoulder. Give them the chill. Similarly, Krishna also has his impersonal manifestation. Some people, they're attracted to that, and they think that's the ultimate. But in Bhagavad Gita, that's explained as a big mistake. Anyway, these are just some points for you to meditate on. Interesting. It's always nice to discuss what our goals are and to hear from others. Any other discussion at this point? Shall we move on a bit? Anything? A lot to think about, or? Interesting, huh? Just remember, if I want to know Luciano, the best way is to hear from Luciano. But suppose Luciano writes a book about himself, and I just say, oh, it's a book. It's just words. Or suppose Luciano says, look, the authority on me is my mom. You want to know how I was when I was 1 year old? Ask my mom. And I said, we're not going to talk to her. Who does she think she is? Does she think she's better than us? Not very practical, is it? She's on an ego trip. Anyone can know Luciano just like his mom. He's just the whatever, and, you know, that's it, you know? His mom is just caught up in his qualities and personal nature. She doesn't know that beyond that there's just the whatever. You get my drift, Luciano. Okay. Linda? Am I making any sense? Or? In what ways not? Okay, that's why I'm asking. What? Anything I can explain more? Suppose I want to know Linda. Shouldn't I ask you how you are? What's another way I can get to know you? Uh-huh. And obviously, it'd be best if you certify those persons as being authorized knowers of you. But suppose you tried to give knowledge about yourself to me, and I just, it's just talk, it's just words. How would that make you feel? Suppose you tried to explain yourself. I really like wearing turquoise, you know, jerseys because they make me feel a certain way. How would you feel? Okay. Why? Because you're a person. And you have likes and dislikes, right? But why is it we cannot accept that the Supreme also has likes and dislikes? What's that, Danuta? Let's just meditate on that one for a while. To have likes and dislikes means what we're saying is it means you're material, just you're human, you're limited. Mm. And a man, I like the way you say that. Yes. You see, let's look at it this way. Because we have experienced frustration and limitation being persons in this temporary world with our false identities, we think that anything that has to do with personality has to be material. We speculate that the supreme absolute truth cannot be personal, because after all, personal means limitation. And I've had such a tough time being a person. Obviously, the absolute truth, the supreme, cannot be a person, because, you know, person means limitation, personality means limitation, individuality means limitation. This is a speculation, as you said. I can't imagine. Right. Suppose I tried to understand about Luciano. I just start speculating. I can't imagine how he didn't come from Italy. Luciano! Italian, right? No, don't try to tell me that. I know. Luciano, you just got off the boat from Italy 2 weeks ago. Don't tell me. I know. I got it all. I see it right through my eyes. Luciano, you're Italian? You just came from Italy yesterday? It's no doubt about it. I know. That's my experience. It's my intuition. That's the truth that resonates with my heart. To hear from the truth. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, I am the source of all energies, matter and spirit. Everything emanates from me. Now, I don't know how many books or persons you've talked to who say, everything emanates from me. So just that quality alone kind of restricts the field there. Even Danuta won't say that everything emanates from her. She's giving me an evil look. So, your next point would be, since very few people I know say everything emanates from them, let me try to understand this person who's saying like that. And the best way would be, if this Krishna who's saying everything emanates from him gives me a process by which I can verify that. That's the best way. And if indeed that is being offered, then I've got a good deal. But if we just say, who is this Krishna that says everything emanates from him? How can we, from our position of ignorance, say no? We just have to say either maybe, or I want to find out if it's true, or I couldn't care less. Or, I'm the supreme, everything emanates from me. But at least we really can't complain if Krishna presents the means, the technology, how you can connect with him and verify that all energies emanate from him. You asked a very good question, because suppose I wanted to buy gold, but I knew nothing about what gold is. I just started wandering around the center of Perth asking everybody, do you have gold for me? Can you sell me gold? I mean, I'd be cheated a lot of times, wouldn't I? So we have to know what we're looking for before we go looking. And that is the purpose of the Vedic texts, to educate you so that you can perform your spiritual quest, your spiritual search, with a clear idea of what you're looking for. Might help, right? Okay. No, that's accepting authority. I'd never do that. We all know the truth. What? Goldsmith implies that there's somebody superior who has knowledge more than me. No way. Mm-hmm. So then, what would I do? I would try to understand the qualifications of a goldsmith and try to find the best goldsmith. So if you want to know the Supreme Absolute Truth, you try to find where you can get the most knowledge of the Supreme. If I want to know Luciano, I try to find the person who knows him the best. That's your daughter there, Linda? No. Oh, so if I wanted to know someone in your family, if I wanted to know you, I try to find that best person. That person who knows you best. Common sense. And how do I know that person knows you the best? Because they give comprehensive information about you. And through that information, I myself can get to know you. The proof of the pudding's in the taste. So if somebody tells me, I really know Linda, I know all about her, and I'll teach you all about her, so much so that you'll be able to meet her yourself, and you'll see that whatever I told you is correct. Then what more could I want, right? Fair enough, right? What do you say, Linda? Well, we're in the material world because people misidentify with the body. You're right, the body and also the mind. They misidentify with the mind. These things are always changing. But we're just using conventional examples. We can get into a whole thing about that later. Today we'll talk about that, the real identity, the different yogas as presented in Bhagavad Gita. That's it. We'll get into that later. That's all right? You're in this session. This is just a, stir things up a bit. Any questions, Miss Yoga Teacher?
No.
Bit intrigued? Yes. Yeah, that's what they pay me for. They don't pay me, don't worry. Anyone else? Danielle? What's your name, I'm sorry? Peter. Anything? Mm-hmm. One thing we might notice is that in this world, we have so many aspirations. Some of them are very universal, and some of them are very lofty. That's what I mean by universal. But generally, if you analyze everybody's daily affairs, what do you see, Peter? What do you see if you analyze everyone's daily affairs after all is said and done? Yes, we have our lofty aspirations for what we want to connect with, but if we analyze our daily activities, what kind of things are we actually always connecting with? Where's our effort going? Huh? Yeah. Where is money? Where is food that tastes good? Where's a relationship that tastes good? Where's a good sleep? Where's fun? Everything in relation to the body. Yes? You agree. Hmm? This is not accepting reality. Now, we've agreed that generally we're always, even though we have these lofty aspirations, self-fulfillment, to get nearer to God, this, that, but when we analyze our day, we're struggling from the time we wake up until the time we go to sleep, we're struggling for things in relation to the body. Amazing, isn't it? Yes? You would agree? Now, we have a basic contradiction here, don't you think? So we're going to be discussing more of that later when we discuss the yoga systems as presented in Bhagavad Gita. Obviously, we're going to have to deal with who we are. What is it that's practicing the yoga for what purpose? Hmm? I'll give you a hint, okay? It may sound a little difficult to grasp, but actually it's very easy. You, the conscious spiritual entity, are changing bodies all the time. The body is not permanent. You all know that. And when I talk about body, I'm also talking about the mind. The mind's a covering, a psychic covering. Now, when you go to sleep at night, what happens? Danielle. When you go to sleep at night, don't you forget all about your physical body? And you get lost in the dream world. Right? And when you wake up, quote unquote, in the morning, you forget all about your dream body and you remember your gross physical body. You ever think about things in that way, Luciano? Yeah. So, did we really wake up? It seems that there's the night dream and the daydream. When you go to sleep at night, you forget about this body of matter and you get lost in the dream world with your dream body and you see yourself doing so many things. And when you wake up in the morning, you forget about your dream body and poof, here I am, the gross physical body. Now, what is the thing that's constant amidst the daydream and night dream? And who is supplying the ingredients of these daydreams and night dreams? Is it all me? So these are some practical yogic questions. What do you think? Huh? Good yogic questions? When you start to understand these questions, then your yoga practice really begins. Any questions about this or understandable? Linda, understandable? Yeah, neither do I. Mine too. There are different amounts of information I can get about you. Now, some people might call you Linda, but or Lynn, I don't know, but maybe you have a name that your closest friends call you. What's that? Linda. And the people who don't? Yeah. Okay. But sometimes people have nicknames. Someone here must have a nickname. So Danielle, do you have a nickname that your friends call you? Danny? Yeah. All right. But, you know, it's not like someone who doesn't know you at all. They wouldn't just come up to you, hey, Danny. They wouldn't do that, would they? Right. So, if someone did call you Danny, it's not wrong, right? And if someone called you Danielle, it's not wrong. They're just different degrees of intimacy in the knowledge. You getting my drift now? It's not that when you read bona fide religious texts, the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Koran, it's not that one is wrong, the other's right. There may be, there probably are different degrees of confidentiality, different amounts of information. So, let's say your last name is, for example, Mukule. All right, Mrs. Mukule. That's not wrong, is it? But if I said Linda, that implies a more familiar relationship, right? Okay. So some religious texts, they give you brief information, just like Jesus told his followers, there are many things I long to tell you that your ears cannot bear to hear. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not true, I wouldn't have told you so. But no description of the house and the Father. But it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's basic information. Just like those of you who have children, when the child goes to first grade and learns 1 plus 1 equals 2, is that wrong? But when the same child grows up and goes to the uni and learns calculus and all that kind of stuff, trigonometry, that's just more in-depth knowledge. Doesn't mean that the child was wrong to learn 1 plus 1 equals 2. It just means that's beginning knowledge. So we have to not kind of focus or zero in immediately on this one's wrong and that one's right. Just like, you know, people shouldn't, you would say, someone who calls you by your surname, you wouldn't say, they're wrong. They just don't know you as well. Therefore, as a human being, you owe it to yourself to get the most knowledge of the Supreme as possible. Then you can make the best connection. How's that sound? All right. Peter, how does that sound? Fair enough. Luciana? Fair enough? Mike, fair enough? All right. Okay, so we can continue in this direction when we meet again in the evening. We have a wonderful lunch scheduled, yes? And we have Danuta's, how do you pronounce the word? Qigong workshop. She's been teaching for 4 years. You'll find out all about it. What else do we have scheduled? That's a long time. Who took the pictures? Ah, your fans are here. So I'd like to thank you all for your kind participation. I ask the questions, you know, I'm learning, you know. Unless you ask people and hear from them, how do you know? I could just sit here and speculate, right? But best to ask you what you think and what's, you know, what you've got on your mind. That way I can learn. And I might have something to offer, too. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.